your name on high. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, I want to share with us on the subject of planning. And I want to define my presentation before we start. I will do an introduction to planning. And then we will look at what we should plan. And then we will look at how to plan. And if you have time, we will look at the results of not planning. It is going to be a cocktail presentation. So I'm going to introduce it with the parable of the Great Feast.
Na mede masamno beba mede sa abakwasama Yesu kasa fa sa shimudie kasie enuhu na mede beshasie.
And we will look at the creation story to talk about what to plan.
Na ya she said the onyamebu adia fa ye na yehunia esese yesiesie yehudisie fa.
And finally, we are going to look at the parable of the unjust stewards to answer or help us on how to plan. And
so
it's going to be from various places in the Bible. Are you ready for it?
Why a crowd?
First of all, let's look at the book of Luke, chapter number 14.
Luke as in part 29.
As we introduce the subject of planning. Luke chapter 14 and then verse 15 downwards.
Luke as empathy do na chichemu do enum eba.
That is the parable of the great feast or the great supper.
Na we ye a fashe a wansem e wen yamia sema ya bakwa sema ye de yem fatu.
Luke chapter 14 verse 15.
Luke as empathy do na chichemu edu enum.
I hope you are there.
Did you say we be ho?
Now when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things.
Na emra one man no money ne te pon no ho ba ko ti we yi no.
Person said to Jesus.
Na saw one yana ka kire Yesu say.
Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God.
And
underline, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then Jesus said to him, a certain man made a great supper and invited many. He invited many. And he sent a servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready.
He
was saying that the kingdom of God is ready, is for now.
But
they all with one accord began to make excuses.
The
first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. And I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife. And therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city. Underline streets and lanes of the city. And bring in here the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. And the servant said, Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be full. For I say unto you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper.
Na okase kwakwantimponum na kwofre obi biara wo ho bi abra na hwe wonuma metun safra wo meka kire wo se maduani anya dia wo mu bedibi.
This parable was given because of what a certain man, one of those who were hearing Jesus Christ, said, talking about feasting in the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus gave a parable about a feast, a very great feast. You know, when it's a feast, it means that you took your time, you prepared. There are all sorts of food available because it's a planned thing.
Na we ye asembia Yesu ka kire obi a na omo wo ba bia na omo e ka aduane ho asem e osura hinie na aduane ho asem na num na Yesu de sa ba kwaseme tu ha na okasafa aduane ho na sa ye ka so obi a hyehye se wo ba ba gi ahohuo wo fi a na chese we siesie ne ho se aduane ahuro bebre wo ho a obi a wo beba bia na wo pe ne obenya di.
So there is a kingdom table that the Lord has laid before all men, according to Isaiah chapter 25. But the Bible says that he invited many people, but only three made excuses. And the man was annoyed. How can many people, three people not attending, and then you pick trouble with it? It's insignificant. So only three excuses, three people who gave excuses, it upsetted the whole thing. Because the three are not just three individuals, they are three groupings of people. Three groupings of people. That's not the subject for today. But at the end of the story, the Bible says that the organizer or the rich man who was throwing the supper, the big feast, said that they should go to the streets and lanes of the city and bring four categories of people, the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. And this thing was done. Now the parable is really primarily talking about the Jews who were invited to come and enjoy the kingdom of God as brought by Jesus, who refused it, giving all sorts of excuses. And Jesus Christ said that go to the Gentiles. We've taken the kingdom of God from Jews. Now it's coming to the Gentiles. You remember that one. So that is primarily what the parable is about. But I want us to understand, have a little higher understanding of what Jesus was trying to portray.
Because
the Lord Jesus Christ is trying to tell us who will enjoy kingdom life.
Nana Yesu chire nia wo betumi edide wa hinie numu.
Who will enjoy the feast that the Lord Jesus Christ came to set in the presence of his enemies.
Nia obetumi edide ewa puna Yesu ato ewa natamfo anim.
We see the answer clearly from two batches of people who were asked to come in. The first batch were people who lived in planning.
Na yehu sankrofo wuro mienu ana ebetumi edide wo sa epono kase a Yesu yeto yase.
Jesus said that they should go to the streets and lanes of the city. The streets and lanes in the Bible is actually talking about planning. You know, if a city has got streets and lanes, then you are looking at a planned city. Nah. Okay? And then there were some people who were dwelling in the streets and the lanes. And Jesus says that these are the people who are qualified to enjoy the kingdom feast. Those who live in the midst of planning.
Now, yes, we are part of the world. What do you say? You say, Krobi. You say, Tema. And now, how cry here? And now, Jihai. You say, you are quiet them. And you say, one man, did them. And it's who will Krobi at this, and not just a crony, as a shiny year, Ankasankasa. Now, sir, a crate to say no. A quiet in a mantra, and an uncle for etetiso. And it is yes who catch there and wo a semna ye canum no or sikanini catcher and quani say Monko one mamoti aquine manchiano namonko from almost say no met to me and your matun said didi.
There were four categories of people who were living in the midst of planning.
Na was Sandipa who rum yen say and nayi and an omoti sati be at
the first are the poor, they are the have nots, those who do not have. The second are the maimed. They are the physically and socially disadvantaged. The third are the lame, and they are people who are dependent, people who cannot stand on their own two feet. And the third category, the fourth, are the blind. And these are people who do not see their way clear. You know, in life, they don't see their way clear.
Na nyatosu na niye and the fry for Abraham wamu hu amendi su baby ane na mumpo amweni efra.
God is saying that if even you are poor, you are lame, you are blind, and you are maimed, you are disfigured, all your structures are broken down, provided you live in streets and lanes, you are going to enjoy the kingdom feast.
Hallelujah. Now I see and found simple with the here. Simple just will be born what to me. I'm sorry. Simple, no ma and quay amount. Simple, when you're friend of to me, who you were when you pa. Safon on your me at to a puno say.
So the kingdom of God is for you.
And it's when you're me here and I would hear.
If you think that you do not have.
So what do you say?
If you think that you are dependent and you are not seeing your way clear in life at all.
Now what do you say? Just a winya boyfriend and your cousin when you move who saw.
Jesus said, "Go to the street and the lanes."
Now Yesu kasa ko ekwina ne manchia.
Because the people who are there, if you pick them, once they qualify in belonging to the street and the lanes, the kingdom feast is for them.
Now what say? And your kokwanum ne manchia se obi biara wo tisa ti bi atisa mu no ene na chese onu no ahine ne ye
ne. You are going to experience the goodness of the kingdom of God.
And the pair wa ahine num no ebe ye safo ne dia.
Because the kingdom of God, ladies and gentlemen, cannot be enjoyed by the lawless.
Na wonu mu a omu famra nya djuma na nya dia ahine ne babo awom.
If you want to experience God's kingdom in your life, you have to bring some order into your life.
Sa wo pese wo hu onyame ahine ni wo wabra bom dia ene wo se wo man hyehye bi akoso wo wabra bom.
Because God is not a God of disorder.
He
is not a God of confusion. If you want him to attend to your things, and if you are looking forward for the blessing of God to come into your life, start to dwell in the street and the lanes. You may be poor, it doesn't matter. Just order yourself.
Na sa wupe sa wanyamia hini ene ba wabra abo mwa. Enfa wu tibia wuwo mne mwom. Ma wabra abo ne enye yano siyanu siyanu siyanu. Me mwono basa basa.
Lawlessness.
Sa wunfa mre nye juma.
It's not from the Lord God.
Enya diye fi wanyami ho.
If you read the book of Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew se patin sumo ke
Jesus
kana.
Said that many.
Na yesu ka se do do nara.
Can we all say many?
Many.
Many will say to me in that day. He said that not everybody who says Lord, Lord will ever experience the kingdom of heaven. And he says that many, many are going to say to me in that day, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not do signs and wonders in your name? Did we not prophesy? Did we not do powerful things? Heal the sick, cast out devils in your name. And God will tell them, you cannot enjoy kingdom life because you are lawless.
Na yati wanyamia semu se. Ose mre no duwe binu baka se radie radie. Na obeka se nyo wano me bomi die radie radie nyinara. Ena minimu anu ose. Enipa baka se ah erade. Yanfa wudi an tutuwa humane. Yanfa wudi an sayare. Yanfa wudi an yangwa mwadie bebre no obeka se. Minimu esan se wan fan shishe no antina. Sebe ya wanyamia hini enu benya humfasuo.
Many are invited to the kingdom feast.
Nipa bebre ni yatu safra msa wamumra hini
enu. But they cannot enjoy the kingdom just because they are disordered, indisciplined. They just do not have principles.
Na safo bebre to safra bebre entumi nya ahenie no mfaso esanse omabra boni ebisi basa bibiere ni hwa edide ye.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So God is laying a table before you as we get ready for the future.
Amen. And to wanyame ade punu bi esi wanim wa mra yesi yesi yeho akwaye da chinu.
And as you order your life, as you organize your life, as you plan your life, as you plan things, God does not only commend planning, but He says that the kingdom of God is for people who dwell in the midst of the streets and the lanes, who have got planning, who live in planning.
Now what say? Sa a punya wa tua wa wa tu dia ma ye e ya dia wono ma wa ma bra bo wa ma shise wo mo moni bia rebe ya o mo di mra ye aduma o mo di nyansa ni nimde bi tena e o mo safo no e na hine no betumi anya hu bi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's very necessary for us as we think about the goodies. The powerful things that are in the kingdom of God. To invite the Holy Spirit to come and do His work in your life by ordering, organizing, disciplining, planning your life.
Yatu safre nyame susu kukru so mra ya brabomu. Wabra ya brabonu esisi anu pepe pese diye wose esi. Yedi ya brabonu etu honi yeye shishibi edi ama ya brabo.
What are we to plan?
Ne dene wose yedi tiye nisuna ya shishe.
What are we to set in order?
E dene wa ya brabonu wose ya kikambu anu ne yedi sisi anu.
Number one, you plan the word of God.
Yedi ka wanyamia samna wose unyan shishe manu.
When God on earth came to see this order in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 following, He spoke the word.
Na emra onyame ewiase wo hu se emu ayesum ni saka no okanasem.
So the first thing you need to set in order is the word of God in your life.
Adia wose wusiesie wo wabra bo mu edi kan eyo nyame asem.
You must structure the way that the word of God comes into your life.
E wose wusiesie hu se dia onyame asem ne beba wo mu afa.
You must plan how you are going to study the Bible.
E wose wosise kwan a wo befa so asua Bible no.
You are no more going to live like, well, like 2013. If you have time, then you read. If you don't have time, then it's okay.
Merci. And what's our word? We brought to say 2013. When you're meeting someone, once she just said you're back in Kano. Abraham, enko. Sorry, no, if you're not there to us.
The word of God must come to you with rhythm.
Na when you're meeting someone, I was a wash she no kwa biswa. I was a ba wumu wabra.
It is like taking medicine. You discipline yourself. You plan that the doctor says, I take it maybe in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, and you have to obey it. Because if you do not plan the word of God and how you are going to imbibe the word of God throughout the year, you are not going to have the benefits of the word of God the way you should. There's one weak thing, there's one day and the other day you forget, this day and then you forget the night. It doesn't make the word of God potent in your life.
Na said your woman when name rese beya ubeshisha wan shenye na wan shisha kwanya ubefasu akinka wanyamiasem na wanyamiasem na ba wakuma muna wan shenye ubehan se emra menya kwano and a mekinka nyamiasem ebanisa nya wasa winya wanyamiasem munya.
The greatest thing God wants to give you in 2014.
Na a dear power when yami pasua dema wafi ebe remun.
It's not prosperity.
Enye ye de.
It is not cars and buildings.
Enye ka ne dying.
It is not healing and your family flying away to America or somewhere.
And yes, sir, when you're mama, you're a sir. Now, we're busting so much America.
Do you know what God wants to put into your life?
When am I doing? You're maybe so I do go abroad.
It is not even a new job.
And yeah, do my foot from Paul.
It is not a big church.
And yeah, sorry, can see.
He wants to put Jesus. He wants to put the word of God in your spirit. And if you get any other thing, but your spirit and your spirit is not imbibing the word of God, you are not like Christ.
Na adia wanya mepeso ya ne se opese wode Kristo eba wakuma mu opese wo ma wo Kristo no esa se wo wanu a wo adie nyina.
So you must plan, have a yearly plan.
Ano ti ya shefa to wo afe no.
How you are going to study the Bible?
E kwanya obefa so wo bekenka wanya me asem no.
It must be the first plan you carry into the next year.
Na ano ya shese de kan ya wasa wo shese de ma wa bra bo.
Have you planned how you are going to study the Bible?
Na wasa se kan ya obefa so wo sue wanyame asa.
Have you made preparations for it?
Na wasa se ohu wasa kan na na.
Then your priorities are turned somewhere.
Na where they are done no.
As a believer.
Se ojidini.
You need to plan the word of God. You know, many times when the Bible talks about the preparation of the gospel of peace, we think that it's saying that preparation of the believer must prepare. No, it's not saying
that.
Ephesians says preparation of the gospel of peace is talking about preparing the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus gave us a commission. We call it the Great Commission. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the Great Commission cannot be fulfilled without a plan. Without the preparation of the word of God, how can we teach them to observe all things that he commanded?
Na se yen sie se yehu enhu onyame emra na ye beden ya kire wo bi se onyame asema na ne mra ni entidi so.
God wants us to prepare the Bible.
Na onyame pese ye sie se yehu enam na sem.
Break it into various bits.
Na bubumu enketenkete.
And move it to people with a plan.
Na sho sie se wo de sadia na ekwa wo bra wa ye shishye bi ama wo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to prepare the gospel because the fulfillment of the Great Commission.
I was say yes, yes, yes. Who was some? Let's answer. So I do my sunkwa when I'm media my
is beyond you.
Etrao.
It is beyond your church. It is beyond your ministry. It is beyond your lifetime. The church must come to the place where we are preparing how we are going to disciple Ghana, how we are going to take Africa with a plan, hallelujah.
Yes.
A plan that is beyond one church or church A or church B.
Yes.
Because the Great Commission goes beyond that. It's a plan that maybe 100 years, it may go beyond even your lifetime. But you must prepare the plan, prepare the gospel of peace, prepare it and dish it out. Now, and take nations. Not just haphazard, somebody goes to do his own, the other person comes and all that. Say we are fulfilling the Great Commission.
Na onyamia juma na asedia wadiama ya nyasedia kesi netraye etraye bibi etraye asore sase asedia ni yadia ebeche bebrenemom na wanyami wewe fi ya honi se yadin shishebi ebetungu.
Can we all say let there be light?
Mnyanka se kamera.
Let the word of God go into your life.
Na onyamia semnu nyakwa nko wabrabu.
And plan the word of God. The Bible puts it this way. Adorn it. Adorn it. Plan it. And finally, beautify it.
Na wasi nyashishe masa wenyamia semno nama enyefe.
Are you going to be somebody who dwell in a plan?
Na ube ye wobia, wudi nyashishe mu na ube nantia na.
Oh, you're going to treat the word of God haphazardly. When you pass here and you hear some, fine. If you don't hear some, it doesn't matter. No, there should be a plan.
Na, anaso ube ye wobia, ena wutia ye. Ochina wan tipu enyehwe se wan tibi mpo awu de enye befa ne sa sa na wo beba wo bra fa nyame asem ho ana.
Because God doesn't solve any problem by covering it. He will expose it. He will let the light of the word of God come.
Na wo nyame so di yanu biara eba ha biano a onkata so oda na di.
Number 2. You have to plan your finances. Plan your finances. How you are going to raise money, how you are going to invest money or save money.
Coming
years ahead of us, you have a plan, a savings plan, how you are going to save and in what you are going to invest. When God came upon the chaos in Genesis chapter 1, He separated the waters from the waters. You remember
that?
He was saying, I separate your liquidity because water, everything is together, right? But He says, separate the waters above, the clouds from the waters beneath. And there was separation and God set boundaries on them so that they will not flow one to into the other.
Na mna ye nyankopon baaye no ma ensu a wose akosro koy na e wofom so baaye eno de ahyensu bi eto anu se be ya obi ntran ko ba bi ense so wokko na sa no nyame hwehwe wo ye ho.
Liquidity is not all liquidity. Money is not all money. God says that set boundaries on your finances.
Na sika die enye sika die keke ena sika so enye sika keke wose ni a wo wo no ma ye nhyehye fe bi to ba bi.
You must have one that you are spending on or using on capital items, major things in your life.
And
then some that you are using for the everyday things of your life. And set boundaries on them. Don't let project money go into something. Don't let your tithe money go into something. Don't let monies that you are going to invest, don't let it go into tips. Separate the waters.
Na ensuo nu chichem.
Don't say all water is water.
Man ka say water bi ensuo bi ayensuo.
Set a boundary on the sea water.
Epusuo nu And
some boundary on the river water.
And then swefi and suomunusu tinimunusu.
And some boundary on the stream.
And a stream on so.
Don't say all water is water. So you need to plan your finances.
And not to sick as someone I was say what she
said. In the year coming ahead of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to understand that in the coming years, God wants you to set boundaries and live with a plan and let there be some order in your life.
Na me pese wo ti ase ase afia ye besim no onya me pese wo nya hyehye bi ama wo ho na wo nya hyehye na sha wo ho so na me ma ba ko ntra nkodi ba ko.
You even need to plan your offerings.
Na epo onya offering collection wo be yimpo eya nya hyehye fa ma no.
Because you don't just give offering like that.
Na ese se uma offering keke.
You give it with a plan.
Na wo se wo di hyehye eto ho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The kingdom feast is going to be enjoyed by people who have done adequate planning.
Na onyame ahini apo na wato no. Wonu ma wo ma yan hyehye sronko no mbenya ho faso.
Last year there was some money that I was paying for offering and I was doing it throughout the year.
Na afia ye wo mu no na eyade a midi sika bi yi afore na me yeya.
This year there is a particular amount that I put in offering and I've been doing it throughout the year.
2013 also,
because you must learn to set boundaries on your finances. And discipline yourself.
You
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart and make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.